Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Still kind of dark outside here in Portland. 7:30, 10/19/2013. Watch your roof here. Here, there, and everywhere. Talk about lunatic fringe, huh? What'd you think about Debbie Ridey yesterday on the, I'm not sure if it was the Senate or the Congress floor, but wow, what a deal, huh? Do you think the Holy Spirit just jumped right into her and said, sister, you're going to get up here and speak a word of truth? And, of course, she's labeled a total lunatic, taken down to the local lunatic house. And, you know, God Almighty, do we need to pray for her? Please pray for her and her family. Father God, just we would just come before your great throne of grace and mercy and lift this humble scribe up, that her, through her wisdom and through your leadership and the Holy Spirit inside of her, giving a watchman's shout, Father God, just increase her boundaries, Father, and put a hedge of protection, send legions of angels around her to lead, guide, and direct her path. Father God, clear her mind of all confusion, for that comes from Satan alone. Abound in her heart love and mercy and peace, that she knows that she followed the right path, that she was a light onto the feet of many who'd hear her prophesy in such a position of credibility before all of those people. I heard someone say the other day that the tares now outnumber the wheat. And when I heard this person say this to me, a total, complete darkness fell on my heart in a reality that it never really had dawned on me before, what the reality of what the end times would mean. For we can hear the words, and we can study them, and we can read them over and over and over. But it isn't until the Holy Spirit wishes to reveal certain secrets to you at the right timing, so that you would have the wisdom at that time to discern and understand that which has been given to you as a prophecy. And so it is. We're in a time now where the tares outnumber the wheat. And God has sent out prophets, and here we have this lady, Debbie Ready. Well, we pray for her and her family. But we also know that the Father has warned us not to be overtaken by the thief. And he has said over and over and over through the words of the prophets that he is a jealous God. And he will not tolerate any other God before him. There is only room for Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit in the whole realm of creation. The triune God, he is a jealous God, he says. And in Matthew 24, doesn't he say that many will come in my name? Many will come and say, I'm coming out and witnessing to you about God, and say very fine things to you. Words that might tickle your ears and make you happy and make you feel good. Maybe even a prosperity doctrine. maybe even talk about having this life be the best life you can have, and you can have it all here. And you enjoy having ice cream talks in church. Those would seem to me would be those that sit in the pew seats each week, and they come in the old wineskin, and they try to put a patch upon it because they have never revised the skin. They haven't truly taken on the vesture of God because they've never pursued the Holy Spirit day and night, night and day and night, night and day. And they become part of what is the virgins that do not have enough oil to carry them through till the end. And unless you have enough oil, don't you know, the words say, go out and buy ye yourself oil. And in the final day, don't you have to have the mark of the beast to buy that oil? So if you ye do not have oil yet to carry you through the night, will you have it then? Only if you follow Satan. And that's why God says, don't be overtaken by the thief. For I am a jealous God, and many will come in my name, saying that I follow you, Yahweh God. But yea, he that speaks in the name of God but diverts from the true words that are in the scripture, they are the wolves in sheep's clothing we have been warned about. And if they're preaching a pre-trib rapture, you're lost. For he comes to take the tares first, don't you know? Yes. Is it not said, and do you not understand this? That in the scripture it says that those will be harvested first. In Isaiah 52:12, it says, you will not go by haste, and you will not go by flight, but God will go before you. You will not go out by haste. This is said by the prophet Isaiah. And in Ezekiel 13:20, woe unto the prophets, woe unto the women who wish to sew pillows over my outstretched hands. Woe unto you who put coverings over the statutes of my head and my hands, who are outstretched for my people to save souls who should not live for a piece of barley, and yet slay the souls who should not die with your lies about flying to save your soul. This is just a lie from Satan. And those who do not put the vesture of the new wineskin on and wish to cling to that old path and don't pursue the word of God day and night, day and night, day and night, they're not going to be held in the inner sanctuary of the great temple. They're not going to be a pillar in the temple. They're going to just be the virgin without enough oil that you've been warned about. Didn't I dance for you? Didn't I sing for you? Didn't I gospelize the world for you? No, you didn't. Didn't speak my words because you didn't have the Holy Spirit in you. You sung and you danced for man. Your words were far from me. Your words were close to me, but your hearts were far from me. You didn't stand up and speak a word of truth. Woe unto those prophets who say that the world's benefits are the blessing of today, because we are in enmity with the world. Those who are in friendship with the world are in enmity with God. If you wish to be pleased and speak to men with words that make you popular, then you're not going to be popular with God. We are like grass that is green in the morning but moved down without in one day when the shadow falls, all overwhelmed. And if you wish to have angels protect you, you have to pursue the Holy Spirit day and night, day and night, day and night, just like Moses did, just like Noah did. Not be carried away by the tide, swiftly racing along like a river, carrying everyone in a single hour away, that man that just turns back to dust and does not live again. For I am a jealous God, and those who honor me with words only and their hearts are far from me, I'm going to say, I knew you not. You were the old wineskin. And I will not pour my new wine in the old wineskin unless you get a clue. Open your eyes, people, and get a clue. The dread and the plague and the darkness and the disasters and everything that come is going to be a fearful revelation to all of those wicked, which are going to be punished. For Jehovah says, Jehovah is my refuge. I choose the God above all gods to shelter me. How can evil overtake me or any plague come near when he has ordered his angels to protect me wherever I go? For they are steady to protect me. Their hands keep me from stumbling against the rocks on the trail. Even if I meet a lion or step on a poisonous snake, yes, even trample them beneath my feet. Hallelujah. For the Lord says, because he loves me, I will rescue him. I will make him great because he trusts me. He calls on me day and night, day and night, day and night. He calls on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and I will honor him. It is my good pleasure to satisfy him with a life, a full life in me. Literally, I anointed you with the fresh oil. Fresh oil and a new skin, full of life, salvation. That's it. I am a jealous God, and I will not have anything put before me. Nothing. And if my people don't pursue me day and night, day and night, day and night, they will not be part of my bride. And will claim you as his own. He marries a virgin, and God rejoices over his virgin. A robe of righteousness like a bridegroom coming in a wedding suit for his bride covered with jewels. But many will come in my name. Many will say there are wars beginning, nations and kingdoms of the earth, famines and quakes. But isn't it sad? You are a good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over this small amount. Now I will give you much more. You took my wise words. You didn't bury them, but increased them. And the master praised him for his good work. You've been very faithful in handling this small amount. And now I will give you many more responsibilities. Begin these joyous tasks as I have assigned them to you. Nations shall be gathered together and place the sheep at my right hand, at the goats at my left. And I shall say to those at my right, come, blessed of my Father, into the kingdom prepared for you from the founding of the world. I was hungry, and you fed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was in jail, and you visited me. I was a sick person. You tried to heal me. When you refused to help the least of your brothers, you refused to help Jesus Christ. When the celebration begins, it will be like the prodigal son still standing out, feeding the pigs, wishing that he had come back to his father's house, where the good food was, where the good servants were, where the clean water was, where the happiness was. For he will come and pay a visit. And those who are the bride will be seated during the great culling. Just as the Father said, literally. Because right now we have the prince of this world. But the time will come. The time will come when the prince of this world will be cast out. John 12:31. And then what? The light will shine out for you just a little while longer. Walk in it while you can and go where you want to go before the darkness falls. For when it does, it will be too late for you to find your way. Make sure you use the light while it's still there. Then you will become a light bearer. Saying these things, Jesus went away and was hidden from them. If you trust me, you're really trusting God. For when you see me, you're seeing the one who sent me. I came into the light, came as a light in to shine into this dark world so that all who put their trust in me will no longer walk in darkness. Anyone who hears me and doesn't obey me, I'm not his judge. For I have come to save the world and not to judge it. But all who reject me and my message will be judged at the last day of judgment by the truths I have spoken. These aren't my ideas. But what I have told you is what the Father has said. And I know what his instructions are that lead to eternal life. So he says to do whatever it is he says. He knows who will betray him. And he knows who will stay with him. and he knows who will be last. He knows the color of everyone's heart. And he knows who seeks him day and night, day and night, day and night. And he's giving stern warnings, just like he did in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Don't you hear the tumult and the commotion of your enemies? Don't you see what they are doing, these proud men who hate the Lord? They are full of craftiness, and they plot against your people, laying plans to slay your precious ones. Yes, they will destroy the very memory. These Ishmaelites, these Edomites, these Moabites, these Hagarites, these people from the land of Gabel, Ammon, Amalek, Philistia, and Tyre, Assyria has even joined them too, and this is the allied which destroyed. These are the descendants of Lot. Yes. They will chase us with fiery storms and tempests and tornadoes to disgrace those who follow the Lord. And he will make failures of them in everything they do in the end. In the day, and he says, let them be ashamed and terrified. And until they learn that God, Jehovah God alone, is the only God in all supreme charge of the earth, Psalms 83:18. They will be smitten and lost, being on the outside and not in the inside temple. For the Lord knows, happy are those who are strong in the Lord, who want above all else to follow the steps of the Lord. Even when they walk through the valley of the weeping, it will become a place of springs, of pools, of blessings, and a refreshment of water that can be looked upon even after it rains. Invited from the Lord in Zion, who controls the heavenly armies of the whole universe, hearing the prayers of the righteous day and night, day and night, day and night. Looking to be inspired by the Holy Spirit, praying, oh God, defender and my shield, have mercy on me. You have anointed me, O King. A day spent in your temple is better than 1,000 spent anywhere else, and I would rather be a doorman in your temple of God than live in the palaces of every wicked man on earth. For you, God, are my light and my protector. You give me grace and glory, and no good thing will you withhold from me or anyone who walks in your path, literally. But you must walk in upright righteousness, looking for the Holy Spirit every day, day and night, day and night, day and night, praying all the time. I am a jealous God. I will not be second to anything. Protection comes from the great God who wishes to bless his servant, those who trust in him, those who look up to him in constant hope, constantly looking for the mercy that is given to forgive all sin, listening closely to the prayers. Don't you know God prays for you too? The groaning of God is the Spirit's groaning within your heart, letting you know. This is the great God in your heart in his holy name that he left. And it is that part of the great God that is left in you that can do great miracles through him, because he is great. Justice goes before him. He has made a pathway for all of his steps, poured out his love and kindness on us in love and love and love. And he's waiting with reverence to us. And he's merciful and gentle and slow to get angry. And that's why he waits. He slowed down because his pity and his mercy abounds. We need to look for comfort in God on the holy mountain of Jerusalem, which is the temple in our heart. Through the generations, heavy and long are going to be the days, and filled with sighing, 70 years have been given, but even the best of these years are often filled with emptiness and pain. Soon they will disappear and they will be gone. Who can realize the tears of your anger, which of us can fear you as he should? Teach us to number our days and to recognize how few they are, and help us spend them as we should. Come and bless us. How long will you delay? Satisfy us in our earliest youth with your loving kindness, giving us constant joy, even to the end of our lives, giving us gladness in proportion to our former misery. Replace the evil years with good years. The Lord our God, find favor and give us success. Success in the endeavor. The endeavor today is to stand strong and to seek the Holy Spirit day and night, day and night. Because we are the ones who will prophesy in the final days. We are the ones who will have the dreams and the visions. And we are the ones that have been anointed with eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand that we don't struggle with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers. And we need to put on the full armor of God and to help everyone in our surroundings with a word of faith and truth from the God that is the great creator God and the only salvation unto eternal life. These next days and weeks are very important. Plan them prayerfully. Be strong in the Lord and faithful. I hope to talk to you tomorrow. Be blessed today in everything you do. Touch as many people as you can. I know you will. And make your words be as important as they can, to teach the very most important truths that will save the most people. Thank you for your work. Thank you for everything you do. God bless you.